The border can be both a threat and an opportunity. Sometimes companies that are operating here that are fully licensed and operating and meet all the standards not under the EU, yet not against the Northern Ireland, they're told you they can't operate in there unless they have a specific qualification or a license. So we're asking them to look at that. You know, how can there be two different set of regulations? We're all in the one Europe. The other thing is, more recently, you see a lot of controversy about EU regulations, yet now the directors come in here and the minister agreed it's not necessarily the EU directive. We seem to be going over the threshold when it comes to doing it. The minister actually used the word himself, gold-plated. He says when an EU directive comes out, Ireland always seems to gold-plate it, where other jurisdictions don't, and that sometimes leaves us at a major disadvantage. Protection for subcontractors, that's another big issue here in the south.
As you've said, Minister Perry is looking toward formulating a draft plan. When would you hope such a plan would be ready for implementation?
Well, he hasn't put a deadline on it, but we would ask that it be done as soon as possible. The county manager and the chairman of the county development board yesterday said that they would gather up a lot of this information. Is already there. They would gather it up and we would get it sent to the Border Region Authority as soon as possible. They'll make contact with them today to find out what the time frame is.